Then usually that image of the person will not fade away because of previous concentration. You can concentrate on that smiling face thoroughly. You can attain up to metta jhana within one sitting. If he practices in this way, systematically, then he can sense 528 metta mentioned Parisamita Magga Pali text in 11 ways of metta mentioned in Metta Sutta. For this reason, we usually teach White Gasina before metta jhana.
如果禅修者依白遍的第四禅，从第四禅出定之后，以同样的方式传送慈爱给那个人，由于第四禅的定力，通常那个人的影像不会消失，他可以彻底专注于那笑容，他可以在一支香内证得慈观的第三禅。 如果他这样有系统的修习，那么他可以如无碍解道所说的传诵慈爱528次，以如持经所说的11种方式。由于这个原因，通常我们在持禅那之前教导白片。
Furthermore, you may have tried Buddha no sleep bhavana, where you successful up to upachara samadhi stage. For those who had practiced metta jhana thoroughly, if they try Buddha no sleep meditation, then they can attain up to upachara samadhi stage within one sitting, because previous concentration support the succeeding concentration. In the same way, Asubha Bhavana is also easy for those who had practiced Metta Bhavana or Anapana or White Gasina successfully. If a yogi can practice Asubha Bhavana up to Phajjana, then if he tries Marana Nosri, recollection of death, he will be successful within once a day. So because of these reasons, we teach White Gasina before the four protective meditations. But if a yogi wants to go directly to practice vipassana without practicing the four protective meditation, then he can do so. There is no problem.
You, 也许你已经尝试佛随念, 您是否成功到达进行定的阶段? 对于那些已经彻底修习持禅那的人来说, 如果他们尝试佛随念，那么他们可以在一支香之内证得净行定，因为前面的定支持后面的定。同样的，对于那些已经成功修习持观、安波念或白片的人来说，不净观也容易。假如禅修者能够修不净观， 直到出禅，那么如果他尝试死随念，他将在一支香内成功。由于这些原因，我们在四护卫禅之前教导白片。不过，如果禅修者想直接修毗婆舍那，不修四护卫禅，他可以这么做，没有问题。
Any question about this answer?
关于刚才的回答有任何问题吗？没有修什么，没有修什么他怎么能够进入毗婆舍那？She asked, without practicing samatha, how can one practice vipassana?
Maybe please listen next question.
请继续听下去。Now
that you can ask again. Question 3. Why must one practice Padejasamubhada first metta and five metta after having discerned rupa and nama? What are first and fifth methods?
问题三, 为什么禅修者 必须在观察明色之后 修缘起 第一法和第五法 第一法和第五法是什么?
According to Theravada tradition, there are seven visuddhis, seven purification. Number one, sila visuddhi, purification of bhajus. Number two, jada visuddhi, purification of mind. These are the eight samabhati together with upachara samadhi. Jada visuddhi, purification of views. This is nama rupa pariccheda jnana. Discerning and distinguishing Namarupa. Number four, Kinkha Vidrana Visuddhi, purification of overcoming doubts. This is Vichya Briga Jnana. Discerning the cause of Nama and Rupa. In another word, at this stage, we must try to know the Pariccha Samuppada dependent origination.
依据上座部的传统，有七清净：一、戒清净；二、心清净，这是八等字，包括净行定；三、见清净，这是名色分别字，观察和区别名色；四、度于清净，这是缘色起字。 观察名色的因缘，换句话说，在这阶段，我们必须尝试了解缘起。Number
five, mega mega jnana dasana visuddhi, purification of right path and wrong path. This is the samasana jnana and uddhyabhya jnana. This is the beginning of vipassana.
哦，道非道，自见清净。 这是思维智与生灭智，这是毗婆舍那的开始。
So before vipassana, there are four purifications. Why? Vipassana is the discernment of anicca, dukkha, anatta, nature of these nama, rupa, and their causes. Without knowing nama, rupa, and their causes, what can we know as anicca, dukkha, anatta? How can we practice vipassana? It is only after we have thoroughly discerned nama, rupa and their causes that we can try vipassana meditation.
因此，在毗婆舍那之前有四清净，为什么？ 毗婆舍那是观察名色和其因缘的无常、苦、无我相，不知道名色和其因缘，我们如何知道？ 什么是无常、苦、无我呢? 我们如何能够修毗婆舍那呢? 只有在我们已经彻底观察名色及其因缘之后, 我们才能够尝试毗婆舍那。
These nama, rupa and causes are called sankhara, conditioned things. These sankhara are, number one, perishing away as soon as they arise, so they are nature. Number two, being oppressed by constant arising and perishing away, so they are dukkha. Number three, in this sankhara, there is no atta, which is stable and imperishable, so they are anatta.
这些名色和其因缘称为诸行,sankhara. 诸行是一, 财生即灭，所以他们是无常；二，持续被生灭所逼迫，所以他们是苦；三，在这诸行之中，没有永恒不灭的我，所以他们是无我的。Discerning
nature, dukkha, anatta in this way is real vipassana. So, before vipassana, we teach the yogis to discern nama, rupa, and dependent origination. So, commentary explains this nature. Commentary explains that anicca-ti pinchakhanda. That means anicca is paikhanda. These paikhanda, in another words, are nama-rupa in their causes. So real vipassana depend on the paikhanda's causes and effects.
这样的观察无常、苦、无我，是真正的毗婆舍那。 所以在毗婆舍那之前，我们教导禅修者观察名、色及缘起。所以注释解释，无常是五蕴，这五蕴的另外一个名称及名色及其因缘。真正的毗婆舍那意义之五蕴及因果。
In discerning divine origination, the Buddha taught it in four ways. According to listeners' leading desire. In Parisambhita Magga, there is another way. Altogether, there are five ways. The first method is discerning the divine origination in four order like this. Vijja Vijja Sankhara Sankhara Vijja Vijnana Vijnana Vijja Nama Rupa etc. The first method is popular in the Theravada Buddhist world. For those who had no Abhidhamma knowledge yet, if they want to practice the first method, then it may be very difficult. Many yogis who had studied Abhidhamma thoroughly can study the first method, but there may be also many difficulties when they are trying practically.
佛陀依闻法者，潜在的执着，教导四种观察缘起的方法。在无碍解道，巴提萨米达玛嘎中，还有另外一种方法，所以总共五种方法。第一法是以这样的顺序观察缘起：无名缘行，行缘事，事缘名色等等。 第一法在上座部佛教中流行，对于那些没有阿毗达摩知识的人，如果他们想修第一法，那会很困难。许多已经彻底学过阿毗达摩的禅修者，可以学习第一法，不过当他们尝试实践时，还是可能有许多困难。
The fifth method mentioned in Parisambhita Magga Pali Text is easy for beginners when they practice. When they practice practically divine origination. The fifth method is discerning that the five past causes produce the five present effects. And the five present causes will produce future five effects. This is the main point in the fifth method. If you want to know then thoroughly your direct experience, if you want to know them through your direct experience, then you should try up to this stage.
无碍解道中所提到的第五法，对初学者来说，当他们修习的时候会觉得容易。第五法是观察过去五因产生现在五果。 现在五因将产生未来五果，这是第五法的重点。如果你想要透过自己直接的经验来了解，那么你应该尝试到这个阶段。After
one has practiced the fifth method systematically, then if they try the first method, there will not be much difficulty. So because of this reason, we teach Paticchasamuppada fifth method and first method. But for those who have enough time and if they want to practice further, we teach all methods. The Buddha taught divine origination in different ways according to listeners' leading desire. But one method is enough to attain Nirvana. Among the five methods, the first method is popular in Buddhist, in the Buddhist world. In every valley, one should practice the first method. So we teach five first methods.
当常修者已经有系统地修习第五法之后, 如果他们尝试第一法, 将没有多少困难。 由于这原因, 我们教导缘起的第五法, 和第一法, 不过, 对那些有足够的时间, 以及他们想进一步修习的人, 我们可以教导所有的方法。 佛陀依闻法者, 潜在的执着, 教导不同的缘起方法。 无论如何, 一种方法就足够证得涅槃。 在五种方法之中, 第一法在佛教中流行, 必然的我们应该修第一法, 所以我们教导第一法和第五法。
When the Venerable Ananda practiced Brihaspatimoggana in four ways. In the evening, he went to the Buddha and said, Bhante, the Brihaspatimoggana is easy for me, although it is deep. At that time, the Buddha replied as follows, Vedasa Ananda Dhammasa Ananda Buddha Abdi Veda, Eva Mayambhaja Dandakulaka Jadakula Gandhika Jada, Mongja Babaja Buddha Abhaya Dogade Unibada Sansarandati Vodati. It means that without knowing the Brihaspatimoggana thoroughly, without knowing the Brihaspatimoggana through Anubodha Jnana and Pariveda Jnana, one cannot escape from the realms of rebirth and four abhayas. Anubodha means Nama Rupa Parichida Jnana and Pichya Pariga Jnana. Pariveda means all Vipassana Jnana. So without knowing Parichasamubhada, by Anubodha and Pariveda Jnanas, one cannot attain Nibbana. Quoting this, the commentary said that without knowing Parichasamubhada, there is no one who can escape from Sansara even in a dream.
有一天阿难尊者以四种方法修缘起，在黄昏的时候，他来到佛前向佛说：大德，缘起虽然甚深，但是对我来说容易。那时候佛陀这样的回答意思是说，不透过随觉智阿耨多罗那，即通达智 Pativeda Jnana, 了解缘起，人无法脱离轮回及四恶趣。随觉智阿耨多罗那，指名色分别智，以缘色起智。通达 Pativeda， 指所有的毗婆舍那智。因此，不透过随觉智以通达智。 而了解缘起，人无法证得涅槃。引用了这经文，注释说：不了解缘起，没有任何人，即使在梦中，也不能够脱离轮回。
Now I want to answer that Bhikkhuni's question.
现在禅师要回答。 刚才比丘尼的问题
What is Vipassana?
什么是比婆舍那?
So Abhidhamma commentary explains this term
阿毗达摩的注释这样的说明
Anicca di vasena vividehi agarehi dhamme pasadi di Vipassana What is the meaning?
什么意思呢? 刚才念的那些
What is the meaning? The studying or trying to see the nature of nature, dukkha, anatta, of sankharas, it is called vipassana.
尝试观察诸行桑卡拉的无常苦无我相，就是毗婆舍那。
What are sankharas?
诸行是什么？
Nama, Rupa, and they are causes.
名色及其因缘，它的因缘。
Without knowing Rupa, without knowing their causes, one cannot study Vipassana.
不知道名色以及名色的因缘，没办法修毗婆舍那。
Why?
为什么？
Because trying to see the nature of anicca, dukkha, anatta of this nama, rupa, and causes.Is called Vipassana.
因为观察这些名色及其因缘的无常苦无我是Vipassana.
Without knowing Rupa, without knowing their causes, one cannot try to study Vipassana.
所以不知道名色及其因缘，禅修者没办法修这个毗婆舍那。
Do know nama, rupa, do know their causes. How we should study?
要知道名色及其因缘，我们要如何学习呢？
There are two ways: samatha yanika and sodha vipassana yanika.
有两种方式，一止观行者，二纯观行者。
Samatha yanika based on jhana samadhi and upachara jhana samadhi. Samatha yanika based on samatha jhana and upachara jhana and upachara jhana. He studied vipassana.
止观行者依于安止定及进行定来观察。
Sodha vipassana yanika vipassana do not based on apana jhana and upachara jhana.
纯观行者不依靠这安止定， does not depend on apana.
Apana jhana and upachara jhana.
不依靠安止定以进行定。
He directly studied four elements, Kamatana.
他修世界分别观。
Why?
为什么？
Samatha Yanika person has enough concentration.
止观行者具有足够的定力。
So he can try when he go to.When he discerns nama rupa, he may begin nama or he may begin from rupa.
所以他可以观察名色，可以从名法开始或者色法开始。
But Sodha Vipassana Yanika person had no enough concentration.
但是纯观行者没有足够的定力。
So he must try Rupa Kamathana first.
所以他必须首先修色法业处。
What is Nama? What is Rupa?
什么是色法？什么是名法？
In Buddha Abhidhamma, Rupa is explained. In Buddha Abhidhamma, there are 28 types of Rupas.
在阿毗达摩中，色法有28种色法。
These rupas arise as a small particle.
这些色法以很小的粒子、分子升起。
These small particles may be smaller than atom.
这些微小的分子可能比原子还要小。
Please try to see.Your body.
请尝试观你们的身体。
Please close your eye.
请关上闭上眼睛。
Please try to see your body.
尝试观察你的身体。
Do you see small particles?
你看到这些微小的分子色聚吗？
Do you see?
看到吗？
If you see small particles, if you can analyze, then it is not necessary to study concentration practice, samatha meditation.
假如你能够看到以及分析这些色聚，那你不需要修这些禅定。
But if you cannot see these small body gas, if you cannot analyze these small body gas, then you should try concentration practice.
如果你无法看到以及分析这些色聚，那么你就
Why?
应该修禅定。为什么？
Why?
为什么？
Samadhin bhikkhuvi bhaveta samahito bhikkhuvi bhikkhu yatha buddhan pajanati. What is the meaning? Bhikkhus, you should try samadhi concentration practice.
比丘，你应该修禅定。
Any bhikkhu who had enough concentration, he can see paramadhammas as they really are.
具有足够禅定的人，能够如实知道真实法。
So, before we are going to descending nama rupa, we should try concentration practice.
所以在观察真实法之前，我们应该修禅定。
Without concentration, we cannot see paramattha rupa, paramattha nama.
没有禅定，我们无法看到真实法。
We cannot see small body gas.
看不到色聚。
Maybe some yogis see small body gas, but they cannot analyze them.
可能有些禅修者可以看到色聚，但是他们无法分析他们，分析这些色聚。
If they cannot see small body gas, if they cannot analyze small body gas, then they cannot know, they cannot penetrate the paramattha rupas.
如果看不到色聚，无法分析色聚，那他就无法看到真实法。
If you cannot discern rupas thoroughly, then how anyone can, you will be not able to discern nama also.
如果无法观察色法，那么也将无法观察名法。
Why?
为什么？
Rupas arise depending on, namas arise depending on rupa.
明法依于色法而生起。
Usually they take the rupa object.
通常他们以色法为所缘。
Rupa object means color, smell, sound, etc.
色法所缘指颜色、味道等等。
These namas are very quick.
这些明法很迅速。
Within 1 second, they can arise many hundred thousand times.
在一秒钟，它可以升起
When they arise,
成千上万。
When they arise, they always arise together with mental formations.
当它升起的时候，通常它与心所一起升起。
At least in one.Check that thought moment, there are 8 namas.
在一心刹那中会有八种名法。
For example, please listen my song.
例如请你们听禅师的声音。
When you are listening, there are, according to Abhidhamma, there are Sota, Dvara, Thought, Process, Oga.
在听的时候耳门心路会发生。
In this Sota Dvara thought process, there is one Chitta thought moment we call Soda Vinyana.
在耳门心路之中会有一个